This is Rabbi Nathanael Braun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, March 12th, 2018. We will learn the 12th to 14th Mishnayos in the 9th chapter of Mishnah Sota. Mishnah Yud Beis, the 12th Mishnah, teaches as follows. Mishemeser Nevi'im HaRishonim Batla Urim V'tumim. When the first prophets died, that was the end of the Urim, the Tumim, right, the breastplate that was used for divine communication, right, that there was a certain lowering of a level of spirituality, of divine presence that made that difficult. Now, the Mishnah continues that once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, you get the sense that they're trying to teach us that something fundamentally changes in the world. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, right, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Batel Shamir V'Nofet Tzufim. The Shamir was this miraculous creature, worm, who could cut through stone, and because you weren't allowed to use metal to hew the stones of the Beis HaMikdash, right, so they had this Shamir, this magical creature of sorts, Nofet Tzufim, right, which is translated here as Nofet Tzufim, which is not helpful, but the Kahati says it is some kind of honey that was extraordinarily special. Right? Just the nature of the world, as it were, almost changed. Upasku anshe amana. Right? People of real faith, great faith, were no longer. Shenemar Oshia Hashem kigamar chasid, Hashem should redeem us because the faithful, the chasid, is no more. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Mishum Rabbi Yoshua. So another teaching, right? The Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says in the name of Rabbi Yoshua, Miyom Shechara Beis HaMikdash, right? From the day the temple was destroyed, Ein Yom She'ein Bo Klala, right? There is no day without some sort of curse. Velo Yarad Hatal Livracha, the dew has not descended, right, in a blessed manner. Venital ta'am haperos, right? Even the taste of the fruit has been taken away. It's no longer the same. Right? Exactly how that works, what that means, hard to know, but the point is that there's a fundamental change in the nature of the world the day the temple is destroyed. Rabbi Yossi Omer Avnital Shomen haperos, right? The fatness of the peros, the quality, Kadis' the ability to reproduce as they do, to grow, all of that changed. Mishnah Yud Gimel. Right, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Hatahara Natla et Hatam ve et Hareach. It is the purity, or the lack of purity, that has taken the taste and the smell from the fruits. Interesting. Here, the English has cessation of the observation of purity laws. When we think purity laws, we usually think of family purity, but the Kanti says that's not what it's referring to here. It's referring to eating your produce in a state of purity, which is something they used to do back in the day. Hamasrot, right? The tithing, or the cessation of tithing, Natlo et Shomen Hadagan, that has taken away the quality, right? Lower the fatness of the grain. And that would, of course, be mida keneged mida, would be a proper punishment. You don't tithe your produce suffers. But chachamim say, no, it's not quite that simple. As nusvek shafim, promiscuity, licentiousness, and magic have destroyed everything. Right? That somehow the culture changed and the world changed, and that's what's responsible. Mishnah Yudalit, right? We continue on removing things, cessation of joy. Bapulmus shel Aspianus. Aspianus is Vespasian. So during the war with Vespasian, Gazrul Ataros Chatanim, right? The Chasan used to wear a crown. The Alha Erus, on the bells that they used to have at parties, their musical instruments, they make it exciting. So they decreed you shouldn't have that, limit the joy. Bapulmus shel Titus, right, during the campaign, the war of Titus. And here, fascinatingly, the English has a different version of the Hebrew, right? So Sepharia, I guess, put together one Hebrew and one English, but the English version, which says Quietus, is actually not working because Titus is Titus. So there's different versions of the Mishnah. The Hebrew and the English actually have, somebody should tell Safaria, are working with on two different texts. But whichever, let's just use Titus during the war with Titus, because that's what's in our Hebrew. Gazru al Atara Atros Kalos. Even the brides, even the kalas, didn't go out with anything on their head. Vishlo yilamid adam as beno yivanis. You shouldn't teach your son, right? They cleaned it up, their child, Greek. Bapulmus ha'acharon, during the final battle. Right? There's some debate, right? The Gati says whether that's also during Titus' reign or afterwards, after the destruction. Gazru shilotetze ha'kala ba'apiryon b'toch ha'ir. There was this sort of chariot, right? You remember they would like carry her out on it. So they made a decree that I don't know what a palanquin is, but that's what it is. I know what an apiryon is. I don't know what a palanquin is. But they would carry her out on this, you know, on this chair. We actually have seen it in movies and stuff. That was also prohibited. Right? It shouldn't be so happy. It shouldn't be so festive. Terrible things are happening. The rabbis allowed for the bride to go out in this apiryon in the city. And the Kati explained that was for privacy, for tzius and modesty purposes. It wasn't an expression of joy as much as it was protecting the kala's privacy. But again, there's this lessening of joy. There's this changing of the world. As the, you know, the battles progress and the temple is destroyed. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.